It's now time for the Rap Sheet, and with us today is the Community-Oriented Policing and Problem-Solving Manager for the Parsons Police Department, Mark Rainey. Today, we're diving right into important initiatives aimed at deterring burglary and theft in our community.
Operation ID is a proactive approach for preventing burglary, theft, by encouraging individuals to mark their valuables with identifiable numbers. These numbers can be assigned by the individual or just using a Kansas driver's license. By displaying Operation ID stickers on doors and windows, we're sending a clear message to potential burglars that the valuables inside are marked and easily identifiable by law enforcement agencies. The Parsons Police Department and the cops office, my office in particular, provides electric engravers on loan for the community members to use during the valuables. Our brochures will offer guidance on using the engraver effectively and to encourage borrowers to return the device promptly after to ensure availability for others. We recommend engraving any items that have value that could be easily stolen, such as bicycles, lawnmowers, cameras, personal computers, musical instruments, and various others, electronic devices, televisions, those types of things that are quick grabs if they were to break into a home. Engraved items should always be marked in visible areas. A lot of people like to be tricky and put them underneath something, behind something. But if you can engrave them in visible areas to deter theft without compromising the item's appearance or value. For items like jewelry and antiques that can't be marked without damage, we suggest photographing or video recording them for identification. We've had cases where jewelry has been recovered because the owner had photographs of the rings. Operation ID is just one piece of the puzzle. Alongside prevention measures, security measures like adequate lighting, secure locks, video camera that contribute to overall goal of protecting the community from crime. By marking the property, residents not only deter burglars, but also help us in recovering the stolen items. And I can't emphasize that enough, that if they're not identified to the police department, it's extremely difficult to get those items returned.
Thank you, Officer Rainey, for shedding light on Operation ID and its importance on our community.
My pleasure, Annette. And remember, everyone, if you're interested in participating with Operation ID and need more information, don't hesitate to reach out to Parsons Police Department and ask for Officer Rainey. Together, we can make our community safer.
Our special guest today has been Mark Rainey, the Community-Oriented Policing and Problem-Solving Manager for the Parsons Police Department. You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.